You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I was accused of being mean yesterday. Nate in Oklahoma called up and wanted to wish his brother a happy birthday, and he used the show to do it, and I said, why don't you just call your brother? Why do you have to call me? Post it on Facebook, Nate. My brother turned 70 at the end of the month. I'm not going to call Nate in Oklahoma to say, just want to call you and say happy birthday to my brother, Mike. It was funny. Welcome to the program, already in progress. It's hour two on this Thursday. By the way, golf this week, the Honda Classic. You can watch on Golf Channel and NBC. Full coverage on all 4 days. Arizona Cardinals are becoming the destination for the NFL Snowbirds. They're collecting 30-something stars to complement their 20-something quarterback, Kyler Murray. Yesterday, they signed 32-year-old A.J. Green, 36-year-old kicker Matt Prater, and they've already signed the 31-year-old defensive lineman, J.J. Watt. Now, there's an emphasis on youth in the league. The old guy formula can work, though. We saw that with Tampa with Tom Brady and Gronk. They won a Super Bowl. Arizona's not quite there, but Green joins 28-year-old DeAndre Hopkins to form a potentially explosive wide receiving core. Then you have the 37-year-old free agent Larry Fitzgerald. There's a good chance that Green will take his spot, but it's an interesting roster. And once again, it shows you what you can do when you have a quarterback on his rookie deal. Murray is going to enter his third season. After everything the Cardinals have done, he'll be expected to take that next big leap, and then he's going to get paid after that. So it's an exciting offseason, but that just ramps up the pressure to win right now in the desert. And, you know, Vegas is starting to fall in love with Arizona a little bit, too, as far as odds to win the Super Bowl. Now, you might go, okay, they went from 50-1 to 30-1. Okay. But that doesn't mean they're not going to improve once the regular season starts. Once they get everybody together, it's a solid start. Tough division, but Arizona has done quite well. You start to look at winners in free agency. We love to hand out grades or who won and who lost. Cardinals, they lost Reddick, who was their best pass rusher last year. He signed a one-year deal. The Niners re-signing Trent Williams, that's great. That's not really free agency. Patriots, they brought in a lot of players. Chiefs got a couple of linemen. Kyle Long coming out of retirement. Joe Tooney. So they did okay. Right now, they're desperate for linemen. You know, Kyle Long comes out of retirement, and he's a former Pro Bowl lineman, but they needed to do something on the offensive line. But free agency, when it comes to giving grades, and I'll give New England credit. You know, they went after it this year. They normally don't. The Niners re-signing Trent Williams, okay, but they didn't do anything free agency-wise. I'm still trying to figure out what the Raiders are doing. Feels like they're giving – they used to have a really good offensive line. You could make a case the best offensive line in football. That's not the case now. Unless they know something that these other teams don't know, but they were giving up starters on their offensive line. And that's the coveted position to me. Wide receivers in free agency and also linemen in free agency. And it feels like there's still a lot of receivers out there. You know, Kenny Golladay is a prized acquisition for somebody here. He's going to be expensive. But, you know, that'll be interesting to see because that's the kind of addition that really takes your wide receiving core to another level. If you already have a decent receiving core. But to get him, that would be a big addition. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Kyle Van Noy, the Patriot way. This is where you go to the Patriots, and then you get good, or the team gets good, and then they can't pay you, and then you go to a team, and then that team cuts you, and then you come back to the Patriots. Jamie Collins went to the Cleveland Browns and then came back to the New England Patriots. Kyle Van Noy, who was really good with the Patriots, goes to the Dolphins. Now Kyle Van Noy is back with the Patriots, the Patriot way. NCAA tournament play-in games, that's coming up tonight. So if you're thinking about watching basketball today at noon, you're going to be disappointed. Basketball coming up tonight, the play-in games. The tournament officially starts on Friday. You can be in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. 5,000 of you have signed up so far. The Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to danpatrick.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and it's available daily at 6 Eastern, and it's sent to your email address. Plus, DP Show store has a bunch of new shirts available. We made news yesterday at this time. A source told me that this is what the Chicago Bears offered to the Seattle Seahawks for Russell Wilson. It was three ones, a three, and two players. And I said at the time, and we were trying to speculate, and it was a little dangerous because I said to Paulie, let's not speculate here because I don't know if these players were involved in the trade. You know, Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack, I've since been told that they were up for grabs if Seattle was interested in them, that basically there was nobody on the roster who was protected. And then I started to wonder about this. If the Seahawks knew that the Bears didn't have enough to offer them, then why are you engaging with the Bears? Because I was told teams were trying to make offers with the Seahawks. The Seahawks weren't, you know, returning phone calls. And now you have the two GMs who meet in North Dakota. They're there for a pro day for Trey Lance, the quarterback. They have a conversation, according to Ian Rappaport, and the Bears present their offer. Well, Seattle then, from what I was told, Pete Carroll nixed the deal, that John Schneider, the GM, was open to it in discussing. Pete Carroll said no. Well, don't you know that going in? Chicago doesn't have a high draft pick. They don't have a quarterback to exchange with you. So what is it that you want? And did you already know that? I know the market's been set here, I guess, that teams know that you got to give at least three ones, two starters, and maybe another draft pick. Okay. But I want to buy a house. I have my offer. And then the person who's selling it says, no. And there's no counter. I go, wait, you're supposed to counter. That's how it works here. What does it take to get your house? But you didn't get that with Seattle, apparently. Seattle didn't want to sell. Certainly not to the Bears. That doesn't mean it still can't happen, from what I'm told. But I don't know. Maybe it's a message to Russell Wilson. You're not going anywhere. You may not like it here, but hey, you signed the deal. You're under contract. This is the way it goes, unless you want to expand your trade request roster. The list of teams you would go to. But the Bears are getting criticized because they swung for the fences and they didn't get their guy. Okay, they at least tried. Now, if you want to say, should Ryan Pace still be the general manager of the Bears? Then we could have a discussion because he has failed miserably in trying to get a quarterback. Now you go all in your last year there in Chicago, unless you get your quarterback, and you try to get Russell Wilson. Three first-round picks. They're not high first-round picks. Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, really good defensive players. But, okay, I don't have a quarterback. And Pete Carroll, the only way this happens is, am I getting a quarterback in return? But why meet with the Bears if you're not going to counter? Are you doing them a favor by saying, all right, give me your best shot here? Three. Hey, your first offer is not your best offer. But what else could they have offered here where Seattle's going to go, God, we cannot turn that down. But this feels like the GM might be open to this, but the coach is not open to this in Seattle. It's still Pete Carroll's team. And Pete Carroll, this is about Pete's legacy as well. But Pete with Russ, Pete without Russ, that's a completely different legacy. And if you're going to make that move, what do I have? How am I reloading here? But I felt bad that all of the criticism the Bears received because of this, they did try. Now, I can criticize them. They traded up for Trubisky. They brought in Mike Glennon. I mean, it's been a mess. They passed on Mahomes. They passed on Watson. Like, I can be critical of them. They're desperate. And I always go back to Jimmy Johnson saying, give me a desperate team. Let me talk to a desperate team. Well, if they don't have what you want, it doesn't matter how desperate they are. Like, who do you want on the Bears? Nobody. Not if you're trading Russell Wilson to the Bears. And it still comes down to if you're Russ. And imagine Russ would get there. Your two best defensive players are in Seattle. And you don't have draft picks for the next 3 years. There's nothing attractive about that. Your coach is going to be fired. GM will be fired. And you're going to be there going, hello, anybody? Yeah, Paul.
It's also interesting that people are treating the Bears as if they're the 76 Buccaneers. They were 8-8 last year and qualified for the playoffs. I know they barely qualified. Yeah. In the past 3 years, they were 12-4, 8-8, and 8-8, and made the playoffs twice. If Andy Dalton is more of a stable, light upgrade at the quarterback position, this could work out okay. It's not exciting, but it could work out. And no one's even considering that as a possibility.
Well, I think they're doing what they need to do. They didn't get who they wanted, and you're not getting Deshaun Watson. So you have Andy Dalton. All right. You do what your best with what you have there and try next year. But you don't have enough to attract the Seattle Seahawks' attention right now. And I still think that this comes down to if Russell Wilson says, all right, I'll consider going to the Dolphins or the Jets. You'll have a deal done this weekend. Because the Jets and Dolphins have already put an offer on the table for Russ. I don't know what the offer is, but if you give me time, maybe I can find out. But, I mean, that happens right now. Because then I get the second pick overall, or I get Sam Darnold. I get the third pick overall, or I can get Tua thrown in there as well. Or I can get both. And I got a young quarterback under contract. That's what you want. If you said to Seattle right now, you can have Zach Wilson and you can have a couple of draft picks in there and maybe a defensive, Quinnen Williams, a defensive starter. We'll give you three first all told, including this year's second pick overall, and we'll give you a starter on the defensive line. Okay. Like, I got my quarterback on a rookie contract, a defensive starter, and I got a couple of draft picks with a team that probably is not going to be great the next 2 years. The Dolphins. I get the third pick overall. And I can take Tua Tagovailoa. And I can get maybe two other first-round draft picks there. Okay. If Russ doesn't want to be there, now you have to do what's best for you. He's doing what's best for him. You have to do what's best for you as an organization. And that is, hey, got a great scrapbook here, but we're moving on. Got my rookie quarterback, and got Devontae Smith. Or throw out whatever you think you're going to get. The Jets have a couple of first-round draft picks. Like, that to me makes the most sense, but Russ doesn't want to go to Miami or the Jets. Yeah, McLovin.
Lifestyle-wise, Miami seems like such a natural fit. You know, there's a lot of celebrities down there. It's warm. Whereas Chicago didn't. The original list, we kept saying, why do you want to? I know his brother lives here. It's a big deal, but it's a, you know, it's not as glamorous as Miami.
I'll fly my brother down to Miami. I don't need to go, hey, I want to go where you're playing. I love my brothers. I don't want to live in the same city with
right.
them.
Right. And a lot of pro athletes pick Miami. It's a destination.
Yeah, no income tax down there.
Also, it's a good young team, right? Or how good a young team is it? They were 10-6 last year. Seems like on upswing.
I think the Dolphins, I would think that infrastructure would be appealing to Russ. And it feels like they know what they're doing. He gives them star power. And even the Jets. But you have to give up a lot to get him. If I'm the Jets, I don't want Russell Wilson. If I'm the Dolphins, am I sold on Tua Tagovailoa? And if I am, then I don't want Russ. I don't want to give up all of that. Not picks that are in the top five. Don't want to do that. You want to give up the 21st pick for the next three drafts? Absolutely. But the third pick, second pick? That's where you find gold. That's where you find your quarterback. And in this case, Miami, they're going to get the Heisman Trophy winner if they want him. And the Jets could get Zach Wilson. And then you could trade Sam Darnold, maybe get a high second-round pick. But the Bears swung for the fences. I just don't know if Seattle was really playing ball with them. And that's what I don't understand. Like, why do you take the offer? Or why do you even ask for an offer? Or be willing to listen to an offer? I don't understand that. Unless it's just to set the market. Jim Jackson, the former great, he'll join us. He's taking part in March Madness here with Turner Sports, CBS. Peter Schrager from the NFL Network, their NFL insider, will stop by as well. Poll question, McLovin, what do you have for me?
Okay, this is completely stolen from Scott Van Pelt. So you have to decide if you're okay with that.
Chances are he's stolen something from me, so don't worry about it.
Okay, he was talking on his show about this prop bet. You could get Gonzaga and Baylor to win it all or the field, and it's pretty much 50-50 odds. If we put that up as a poll, which would people vote for? So you get Gonzaga, Baylor, or the field?
I'm going to guess Baylor and Gonzaga would win. Probably.
Actually, you know, I put it up hour one. It's 54% said the field. It's really close.
Okay.
Really close.
Okay. Well, the number one seed overall doesn't win this tournament normally. Louisville in 2013, the last team to do so. I wonder, though, less travel. It's all in the bubble. Like, who does that benefit? And I'll ask Jim Jackson that. But they're all there. I mean, you'll go to venues that are, you know, within an hour's drive. But, you know, this it would have benefited Butler and Indiana if they were in the bubble. I mean, it might really benefit Purdue, but that's about it. You know, you don't have to travel. There's no regional bias, anything like that. It's just everybody's here and we're all playing here, even though you're playing at different places. But Baylor and Gonzaga or the field? I would take the field. But, you know, it's just the unpredictability with this. Yeah, McLovin.
You know what he said? He said a lot of people are jumping on Illinois as a team that belongs in that. So maybe they're the real disruptor of that. But who knows?
Paulie wants to tell me about the Illini, but he's not allowed to.
Dan, back when Kendall Gill and I used to kick it in the South Side.
Me and Deron Williams.
Yeah. Remember when you had your Lou Henson hairdo? You tried to have the Lou do, the comb over, Paulie?
Yeah. Ritzy should have gone with that.
Yeah, he should have. Yeah.
I considered it.
Yeah, the Lou do. I did say to Fritzy, just let it grow really long on one side and then you just flip it over like it's a wave.
What a disaster that would be. Good yes. content. I am.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. I keep telling you.
I know.
Yeah. When you think you're going to be embarrassed, and you will be,
if they get shunned by the general public, but for our group,
always
hilarious.
Think about content. Content's king. Yes, he.
How about this?
Oh no.
If Todd finishes ahead of me,
how about? Let me take a break.
Okay.
Let me take a break. Oh man, I like this already. Okay.
I really can't put what's left of my hair on the line.
No.
Without even hearing
Todd,
what this bet is.
Todd.
The only thing you're getting is longer hair, possibly.
No. Okay. Hold off here. It's called a tease in the business.
It is a tease.
Got to let it marinate a little bit here. All right. And sign up for the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. And great, great list here of people who have agreed to subject themselves to being embarrassed in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Yes, Paul.
Selma Hayek is in.
No, she's not.
Who wouldn't want Selma Hayek in their tournament?
I love Selma Hayek. I was in a movie with Selma Hayek.
That's what I'm saying. She's in. You'd believe it if I pressed it, wouldn't you?
No. No. Because you told me Baryshnikov, the former ballet dancer, was in.
He loves
I'm
basketball.
On to you. I'm on to you. I will say that when Fritzy goes, I got the bracket sent in by Alex Ovechkin. I go, he's not involved in this.
That was my reaction too.
and that he is involved. He's in the bracket challenge.
And the hunky Justin Hartley from This Is Us just 2 minutes ago sent in his bracket.
Yeah, it's just wild the number of people. You know, it's just the cross section that Jack Nicklaus is involved in this.
We're approaching bar mitzvah video territory with the randomness / sheer volume of celebrities.
I've been promised that the great one is going to be sending his sometime this afternoon.
Fritzy with the...
Gretzky still has your address for when we sent a Christmas card to your
That's
family.
True. It's actually the same list.
It just kind of works out nicely. Just kind of resending the same emails, changing bar mitzvah to bracket challenge.
Bar mitzvah, that's a really sensitive subject.
It is.
because Fritzy was told, do not reach out to these celebrities to have them wish your son a happy bar mitzvah. And I go to Fritzy's bar, his son's bar mitzvah, and he starts the video. It was like the Golden Globes of videos. I got Kevin Durant on the team bus doing a video for Fritzy's son, Jordan.
Hey, what's up, Jordan?
Hey, Jordan.
We're all so proud of you.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Sandler, Will Ferrell. All these people kept popping up, and I go, you were told not to reach out to these people.
Even Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlberg on the Blue Blood set popped in.
Yes, McLovin.
Do you remember the We Are the World video in the 80s?
Yes. We had more celebrities than We Are the World.
Oh, no doubt.
For Fritzy's son's bar
mitzvah.
Somehow
Bob Dylan in there.
Yeah, Bono?
Bob Dylan, member of the tribe. You would have thought we could have got him for the bar mitzvah.
Instead, it was Cyndi Lauper, but that's all right.
And then he's been told he loses his Christmas bonus. And he was told, don't do this, the bat mitzvah for your daughter.
Got to take a stand sometime for your once-in-a-lifetime Jewish memories.
And my wife isn't going to go to the ceremony. I said, hon, you got to go because Fritzy is going to, his career's going down in flames. She goes, how? I go, he's been told not to reach out to celebrities and have them do a video tribute.
I found a loophole, though, with my daughter. It was less the sports figures, more of like her favorite like Disney characters and those teeny bopper
shows. iCarly.
Yeah.
And the video starts, and I went,
You did it again.
But I did applaud you. I said, look, you were told not to do it. You did it really, really well.
Thank you.
Yes, Paul.
Remember the last clip? Liam Neeson going, I have a special set of skills. One of them is wishing you a happy bar mitzvah.
James Caan said, I hear you're my biggest fan. He did a little Misery thing. That was pretty cool.
He's a member of the tribe as well.
Exactly.
And let's take a break. Jim Jackson's going to join us coming up.
Wishing you a happy...
I just watched a Liam Neeson movie.
Cold Pursuit.
No, it's called The Honest Thief.
Oh. Does he get chased around a lot and shoot a lot of people?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, he does. And but he's the honest thief. He wants to give the money back that he's stolen. He's in love, and he helps the FBI. I don't want to ruin it for you. 23 after the hour. Take a break. We need a break. Back after... Oh, and then Seton's bet with Fritzy with the bracket challenge. That'll be coming up as well. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. I almost ran out of breath telling you about Discover. Matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. Whew. No limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States.
99%?
99%.
So what is that 1% doing? Just join the party.
They will eventually. They take credit cards, they take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. This conversation with Jim Jackson is brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet? Talking to Jim Jackson here coming up. Did he ever make an all-star team in the NBA, Paulie? Jim Jackson?
I would assume so. He was quite the scorer early in his career.
Yes, he was.
His third year in the league with Dallas, yeah. He averaged 26 points per game. I do not have him making the all-star team, and I don't have him making his career. And he was a career, like, 15-point-a-game guy. He played for 17 seasons.
Wow. All right. I probably shouldn't lead with that when Jim Jackson joins us.
Who do you think, can you guys remember who was taken ahead of Jimmy Jackson, because he was Jimmy at the time, in the 1992 NBA draft? This is a big draft, literally.
Oh, I know.
Yes, McLovin.
The big draft means it's got to be the Shaq draft, right? That's where you're...
Shaq to Orlando... Alonzo Mourning to Charlotte, Christian Laettner to Minnesota, then Jimmy Jackson. There's a lot more good players. Lafonso Ellis. Ooh, Robert Horry went to 11th to Houston.
Yeah, I watched Lafonso Ellis, former Notre Dame Fighting Irishman. He's been he does analysis for the mothership.
Latrell Sprewell was the 24th pick to Golden State.
Hmm. Okay.
Huh.
A pretty good draft.
Want to just keep going round by round?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Popeye Jones, second round, Houston, Murray State. You love Popeye Jones.
I did love Popeye Jones.
I think you covered a Popeye Jones game at Southern. We were sitting behind you.
Yeah. I had that. And they had a guard as well. For some reason, they had a guard and they had Popeye Jones. And I remember that was Southern. It was at Southern Illinois. That's the first time that Paulie and I crossed paths.
We were screaming at you during halftime, inviting you back to our fraternity house, and you gave us the old thumbs up blow off.
No, but I did go back to somebody's house after the game.
There was a guy there named Dave Crome. He was a longtime sportscaster locally, and you kicked it with those guys.
Yeah.
And he rubbed it in forever with me.
Yeah. Is he still a sportscaster? He's like in Kansas City or something, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
You had a good time in Carbondale.
Yeah,
right?
I did. I did. And I mean, I was one and done. I mean, I was I needed one night in Carbondale, and I was good.
I made up for it. I was five and a half and done.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah. No, it was all you got to do, you know, give me a keg back then and a bunch of dudes just sitting around talking about SportsCenter. And I was like, all right, I'll hang out.
You're very popular guys.
What a loser I was. I went back to this house. I just meet this guy, a local sportscaster, and I go back there. He goes, hey, we got a keg. I said, okay. I got my suit and tie on, and I go back to this off-campus house.
Was that when you first got to ESPN and you were doing a little play-by-play?
Yeah. Well, I had to do it on my days off because I wasn't good enough that they would actually build it into the schedule. They'd always give me, you know, these games that maybe nobody really wanted to go to. That's why I went to Southern Illinois. I did do Butler and Wisconsin-Green Bay.
But not Wisconsin.
Wisconsin-Green Bay.
Right. You're the king of directional schools.
But it was at Butler. And I got to do the game with George McGinnis, the former ABA star, Indiana star. And I loved it. The game was great. It was the first time I met Tony Bennett and Tony Bennett's father. And it was a lot of fun. And to be able to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse, it was that was one of my favorite stops that I had along the way. I didn't get marquee games, and rightfully so. But I did I made the best of what I had there, Wisconsin-Green Bay. And I think Tony Bennett won it with a jumper at the buzzer. Yeah, Paul.
I can see you getting your assignment sheet. University of Texas, El Paso.
Not even that.
University of North Carolina, Greensboro. No offense, but it's not that target.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got to start somewhere. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, I've been doing some Jim Jackson All-Star research.
Yep.
He got hurt after 51 games. He dislocated his ankle that year, so that's probably maybe what. Actually, you know what? The All-Star game's mid-season, but they had an amazing team with Jamal Mashburn, Jim Jackson, Jason Kidd, Roy Tarpley but they never. I don't remember that team being a real contender.
No, but they had the Roy Tarpley drama because of substance abuse. Roy Tarpley out of Michigan, he was really a talented player, but they couldn't keep him in the uniform. Seton, you have a bracket bet with Fritzy that America has been waiting for.
Right.
Okay. The bracket challenge.
So you were talking earlier about how you wish that Todd would grow his hair out on one side and comb it over.
Yes.
Which would be tremendous. So what I was going to propose is, if Todd finishes ahead of me in the celebrity bracket challenge.
Ahead of me. Okay.
In a higher place.
All right.
I will grow my hair out on one side and shave the top and then give myself a comb over.
Oh.
Okay. So
if I finish ahead of Todd, he has to do the comb over.
Okay. So this is the Lou Henson bet. If people aren't familiar with Lou Henson, the former Illini head coach who had the Lou Do, and he grew it long on one side and then combed it all the way over, and it worked. Yes, Paul.
Before we, as much as I would love to see this on either side, before we consummate this bet, I have the feeling Mrs. O'Connor is going to have a big issue with this one.
No, she understands content.
Yeah.
I know she's a radio person. She's an expert on content, but does she know what her husband's going to look like for a couple months?
Well, okay, so I have to grow my hair out and then comb it over, right? I would have to shave the top.
Oh.
And then how long do I wear the comb over?
For the rest of the year?
Get the hell out of here. What do you got to take a good thing and make it?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's like content. Is it a day or is it a full week?
I think a week.
A week? Okay.
Okay, but how long would it take you to grow your hair that you could do a comb over? And how long would it take for Fritzy? Yeah, Paul.
Again, I don't know if Fritzy has a choice in this matter. I don't know if he can grow his hair long.
Yeah, he can. He can grow it out, and then we have to tame it.
And one of us can, based on our ages and our genetics, can bounce back very quickly from that hair situation. Unlike myself, whatever I do to myself is not going to. Like,
what do you mean bounce back? You're like, it's not.
You're not.
You're just growing your hair long for a little while, and then you cut it short again, exactly the way it
you
is now.
You can't get balder.
But I'm not going to have the option if I really hate the way it looks to put a hat on. That's the
no. It's a bet.
As soon as you leave the studio, you can put a hat on.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess happens all the time.
You
anyway.
Can wear a hat when you come in, and then you, for 3 hours, you take the hat off. And then when you leave, you can put your hat on.
I don't have to. I'm being a spoil sport with that. That's a tough thing for me to agree to.
Why?
Because I know how my hair grows on the sides when I don't touch it, and it'll just be, I don't know. I'm being a total bad guy. I'm not being a team player. I'm being put on the spot on national radio and TV and being terrible
yes,
right now.
Yes, that's true. Yep. Does anybody else want that bet with Seton? Paulie, are you up for it?
I'll take the bet with our brackets if Fritzy still has to grow his hair out for the loss. Like, I'll just put my bracket in there, but I'm just kidding. I just want Fritzy to do it.
What if Fritzy can't cut his hair for as long as it takes Seton to grow out his ludo? Like, is there some way that we can salvage this bet?
Like, I don't think we have to decide anything right now. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there that I would be willing to have a bet with Todd and that I'll give myself a bald comb over. I'll shave the top of my head in that ring.
Yeah.
That horseshoe.
Yes.
And then I'll have hair longer and comb it over.
Todd, you always do well in the bracket challenge. What are you worried about?
I do, but this could be one of those strange, of all the years, this will be the strange year that going chalk is like the worst thing you could have done. I'll give it some thought. I'm not going to say a total.
Where's
no.
Jimmy Jackson, okay?
I don't know.
If you don't want to do the hairdo thing.
That's a great question. I'm getting a little worried about his.
If Jim Jackson doesn't call in the next 30 minutes, wow. Then you have to do the contest with Seton.
I don't have a choice in the matter.
No, you don't. Not with that. Because you're just goofing around here.
I'm goofing around because the guest isn't being responsible
yes.
or calling on time.
There is no guest, so what are you doing?
I'm staring at my screen waiting for the Zoom to pop up. That's not... showing our next
All right, let me take a break because now there's a lot of pressure. Now the clock is ticking, literally, on this bet. Yes, Paul.
He's going to book anyone in the country named Jim Jackson to talk basketball. There's lots of them. Very common name.
Jim Jackson's appearance was going to be brought to you by Capital One.
That would have been good.
What's in your wallet? Let's take a break here. Let's regroup. Maybe you need to put Jimmy Jackson's phone number in your wallet. Like, what's in your wallet? Maybe Jim Jackson.
That would have helped.
Thank you, Tom. All right, we'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Odd man rush jets. It is Ehlers carrying it in.
Canadians winless in games that have gone into overtime this season. Jets travel to Edmonton for a game tonight against the Oilers. That's courtesy of TSN. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes2021. Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. So we're still waiting on Jim Jackson. We'll see if we get a chance to have him on. I saw where Steph Curry landed on his tailbone last night. And if you've ever done that on a basketball court, it kind of hits you and then it hits you really hard. You know, when you get ready to get up and you go, oh, that hurt. And then you try again. Oh, that really hurts. And Steph had to limp off last night. I know that we do this. Well, I try to avoid this, but I know in our business, my business, that, you know, we love to get out in front of MVP talk. Love to do that. NFL, week to week, who's the MVP? Who's the MVP? And we start earlier and earlier, it feels like, every year. And we did that in the NFL. Who's your MVP? You know, I had Russell Wilson MVP last year. Looked pretty good for 8 or 9 weeks. And then all of a sudden, they didn't let Russ cook anymore. Now you have the NBA of who's the MVP. Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is out for a couple of weeks. So now he's down the list. The Joker, hey, those are great numbers, but does anybody really care? Luka was never winning the MVP because the Mavs aren't good enough, but people had him as the favorite. Kawhi Leonard's not in the conversation. You have LeBron, who was in the conversation, and then AD went out, and then he apparently dropped out of the conversation, and now apparently he's back in. Kevin Durant was in, now he's not playing, so he's not up there. Steph Curry, I thought, was going to be the MVP at the start of the season, and he might still be, but I don't think he will be. And then you have James Harden. Am I leaving out anybody else, McLevin?
I don't think you said Giannis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Giannis. He's not going to three-peat.
Right, because, yeah, because he's already got it twice.
Yeah, back-to-back.
I mean, but, you know, would he be in the conversation otherwise?
Sure. He should be, absolutely. But it's now it feels like James Harden is the conversation. And my point is, I don't vote on this anymore. But if I did vote, I would not vote James Harden for MVP. Because as much credit as I want to give him for what he's done with the Nets, I also have to give him criticism for what he did with the Houston Rockets in the same season. I don't think you can be one of the least valuable players with what you did to a franchise and then the most valuable player in the league in the same year. And as great as James is, you know where I stand on it. I find him fascinating. One of the few players that I seek out. If I know he's playing in a game, I would watch that game. And I find him as fascinating an offensive weapon as we've seen in the last 30 years, in my opinion. But I can't give him MVP. Plus, when Durant comes back, now all of a sudden, like Harden will be the second best player on his own team. And, you know, Durant is going to get his touches, Kyrie, and then you have James Harden. And Harden is given credit for kind of reinventing himself. And to that I say, well, if you know it's not going to continue to work for all those years in Houston, don't you have to try something different? If he didn't try to reinvent his game, then I'd have real concerns with James Harden. But he has reinvented himself. But he needed to. Because what he did in Houston, they were a curiosity, but never a real factor. Close to being a factor, but he never came up big in the postseason. Yeah, Paul.
How about we throw Damian Lillard an MVP? 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 rebounds.
Absolutely.
You know, give it, it's almost like coming out of a career achievement. That franchise, they're 23-16. They're definitely going to the playoffs like they always do. I know he's not a one seed, but think about that franchise without him.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, you're the biggest fan.
Put him in there. Love him. I said if their game's on the line, I want him shooting. I do. But it's he's one of those candidates where you go, oh, yeah, that's right. He's never one of those guys where you mention. I didn't even do it. I fell victim to what I'm criticizing here. We take Dame Lillard for granted. If he played elsewhere, it would be different. Because, you know, the media deals with, you know, hey, what's convenient for me? Not everybody, but it's, hey, I get to watch that game, watch that player. Oh, I got to stay up to watch that player. And it's easy to watch Joel Embiid or the Greek Freak or Luka or LeBron. Damian Lillard, got to go out of your way a little bit there. But he'll be one of those players that when he's done, we'll look back and say he was one of the most underrated players in the history of the NBA. I truly believe that. Yeah, McLovin.
Just looking around, another dark horse guy people are bringing up now is Jimmy Butler with the Heat, just because the Heat are on fire. But I don't think I look at his numbers. He's only averaging about 22 points a game.
Yeah, where was he at the beginning of the year? Because they were terrible at the beginning of the year.
But yeah, they're storming up the standings, though, again.
we like to include more so we have more to talk about. Like, you don't want a foregone conclusion where you go, yeah, it's that guy and that's it. Whereas, like, the Greek Freak, he had the numbers last year. I thought LeBron, who reinvented himself, LeBron was the most valuable player. And this doesn't have anything to do with the postseason. Greek Freak was great during the regular season. But that's where it's kind of a tricky award. Because I didn't think the Bucks were going to win the championship at any point last year. Whereas the Lakers, I thought that they were going to win the championship. That's value. Plus, we've always, you know, it feels like we changed the rules with LeBron that, remember, he didn't play any defense? Remember a few years where he did, and he didn't play defense. But then all of a sudden we're like, yeah, but LeBron doesn't play defense. Okay. But look at the Lakers. They're, Lakers are the number one defensive team in the NBA, I think, right now. By far. But, and AD's not playing. Does LeBron get any credit for that? And the answer is no. So it's all we're trying to do is come up with different reasons as to why somebody should get it or somebody shouldn't get it. I think the Joker's fascinating. Watching him every single night, those numbers are incredible. Luka had a big night last night. Joel Embiid, before he got injured, was the MVP, in my opinion. But now the door's open for James Harden. Maybe LeBron comes back in. If you even care about this, because a lot of this is just, hey, we need to fill 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a segment. Have a guest on. You know, that's what it comes down to. Because I don't, you know, we're trying to handicap this in March, figuring out who's the MVP. All right. You want it to be James Harden? Great, James Harden. Like, I don't have any, I don't get into a, you know, real knockdown first take drag out here with Max and Stephen A. Like, it's just not something that's that important to me. But I will say, for anybody who thinks that James Harden's the MVP, you also have to factor in what he did in Houston in the same season, because he helped dismantle a franchise. And that franchise has lost, what, 18 games in a row? They've lost 18, and they just gave up P.J. Tucker. He's now with the Bucks.
They're going for the record.
They're not even as bad as Minnesota. Like, imagine if you go, we lost 18 in a row, but we're not Minnesota. What are you smiling about, Todd? Do you find Jim Jackson for me?
I still have not.
Okay.
But we have to move on with our lives.
No, we don't. No, you got another hour here.
Still looking.
But wait, there's one more item. You wake up, how do you feel? Sluggish, kind of struggle, get to the breakfast table, take a shower. Got a long day ahead of you. Don't let age beat you. We know, we all face it, it's inevitable, and age is undefeated. But get up, get going. I start my day with M-Drive. Everyday supplement for guys with drive, guys who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients backed by science. Helps me get energized, stronger, leaner, and you're ready. You're ready to go. You got a lot to live for. You want to feel good doing it. So how do you feel? Try M-Drive. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Or M-Drive is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me, and it can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com today. mdrivedan.com today. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.